Penguin Audio presents Moon River and Me, written and read by Andy Williams. It was one of those sun-baked August days when even at 10 in the morning, the heat was rising in shimmering waves from the fields of ripening wheat and corn, making the water tank on the nearby hill waver like a desert mirage. The faintest breath of wind stirred the oak tree outside the window of a time-worn clapboard house perched on the cinder hill above the railroad tracks. A woman, plump, dark-haired, and with a gentle smile, was at work in the kitchen, the air full of the enticing smell of baked bread. She was humming a tune to herself as she rolled out more dough, but she paused every couple of minutes, cocking her ear to listen. Then she heard it, the lonely, distant whistle of a freight train. She dropped the rolling pin she was holding and took off her apron. She dusted the flour from her hands as she hurried out the door and down the hill toward the little station. The train was in sight now, slowing as it approached and trailing a plume of smoke against the cornflower blue of the sky. The woman walked along the platform and passed a tiny station building, the wooden walls plastered with sun-faded notices. She stopped at the side of the track by a timber frame with a projecting iron hook. As the train approached, a railman swung a canvas mailbag on an iron bar out of the mail car behind the engine. He looked up and blew a kiss to the woman. He was a handsome, craggy-faced man in his early 30s, wearing a railman's peaked cap stained by sweat and dust. A cloud of steam billowed around her as the engine rumbled past, and there was a thud as the mailbag caught on the hook and swung there as the train moved on. The woman reached up and...